I'll let you know before you try to go. Now this is my own show. Not a script or flip can make me stop, so just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to tick me off. And oh, what fun. I will tell you what to do and you will get it done. And oh, don't run. You find your nightmare here has only just begun. Welcome to my horror show. Now it's not in 3D. Oh, I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. Are you reading the walls? Did you get my clues? There's a debt to repay it for now. You'll do.
Hello and welcome to the first official episode of Horror for Dummies. I am your host, Tim, and with me as always is my co-host, Ben.
Hi everybody, I'm the dummy.
What a great way to start.
I know, right?
He's learning.
That's right, getting less of a dummy each week. Eventually this show will just be called Horror.
Alright, so his first lesson is it a film that I would actually throw onto someone on their first lesson, getting to know horror?
It clearly is. Because you did.
Yeah. There's a reason, and the reason is because of the remake coming out in the next week.
Yes, yes.
So, today we're doing, from 1990, Stephen King's It. So, little introduction before we actually get into it. Have you seen this?
I've seen the movie once. Oh, I saw the first half of it when I was like a kid at a sleepover party. So I've seen the first half, haven't seen the second half. And only vaguely remember the first half. So
it's basically new to you.
More or less. With the exception of a few key scenes that stuck in my head, The rest of it was new.
All right. Well, we might as well just kick straight into it.
Fair enough. Kick straight into it.
Good
one, buddy. Good one. Hey. Fuck, you're right.
Don't touch me.
Fair enough.
And now for our feature presentation.
All right, so, It, 1990. So, the plot is, in 1960... seven preteen outcasts fight an evil demon who poses as a child-killing demon. I said demon too many times.
Demon.
30 years
I'm
later...
learning.
30 years later, they reunite to stop the demon once and for all when it returns to their hometown. Right. What's funny?
He said demon again.
Fucking hell. Clown. I should have just wrote clown. Oh, before I start, this is from IMDb. I just wrote it straight from there, so they fucked up, not me. Because I'm too lazy to write my own plot.
Did they keep saying demon?
I think, yeah. They must have, because I wrote it down from the site. So they're the ones that kept writing demon, not me.
Good start to a first show. Couldn't be bothered writing my own notes and just reading someone else's.
No, it's just a synopsis.
Listen to this podcast or go to IMDb.
Shut up, man. All right. The first thing that I want to talk about is something that's been going around the internet since the remake's almost coming out, is the fact that there's that meme saying it comes every 27 years. You know the one I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. And the first movie was 1990, and it's 2017 now, and oh, it's 27 years. How creepy. Woo-hoo. But in the movie, it's 30 years.
I noticed that. Yeah. I heard all this hype about it being every 27 years. And I remembered from the first time I saw the movie that it came every set amount of time. Yeah. I figured it must have been 27 years. But then when I was watching it and they said, oh, it comes every 30 years, I was like, hang on, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So, okay. So I haven't read the book. I've... I have the book, and I've read a little bit of the book, but I'm just not that much of a reader. I can't do novels when they're, especially when they're over 1,000 pages. I just can't. But I've searched the depths of the internet and kind of figured out why. And the reason is because, just because it made the movie, made more sense. So in the book, it is, because the movie, it's easy.
They just rounded it up.
Yeah, it's easy to figure out.
It's fair enough. I reckon 27 is a pretty hard number as well.
Yeah, it's kind of random. It's
pretty confusing. 30 makes heaps of sense.
But in the book, it apparently doesn't say the number. Once again, I haven't read the book, so don't, oh, no, you're wrong, you're a fucking dickhead. No, this is what I got off the internet. So it doesn't state a number, but it comes back between 27 and 30 years. So going off the movie, if we're going off the movie, this movie, like this one coming up, the remake, then the second part would be coming out in 2020.
So is the new one that's coming out a two-parter as well?
Yes.
Ah!
Spoiler alert, that wasn't actually, that wasn't talked about. Well, it doesn't, it's not really a spoiler.
Fucking let that one go, did
you? It's not, like, everyone expected it. But it was never announced that there was going to be a second part to it.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was thinking that when I was watching it, that it was a big two-part thing.
No.
Or, well, the TV miniseries, but adapted to the
the
two-part. But I was wondering whether they were going to do it as a two-part movie in the remake, or if they were just going to condense a lot of it and do it as one movie.
No. So, the miniseries that we watched...
Yeah.
How there's two parts to it. The first part is the first movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just the kids. There's no adults in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So, once again, I want to talk about the book, because there's a few things that weren't added in the movie. And I'm kind of... I don't know if I'm glad or upset that they weren't or were not in the movie.
Yeah.
But, and once again, this is from the internet, so don't quote me if I'm wrong. So, this is a few little things. So, once again, it's I got here 1,138 pages in the novel.
That is an uphill battle from the word go.
Yeah, see, you expect me to read that? No. And I know the smart thing would be to download the audiobook, but I just keep forgetting to do that. And apparently it goes for like 44 hours, so fuck me, man.
Fuck that.
I know I drive for a living, but still.
That's outrageous, man.
Yeah.
Fucking nut. Not happening, eh?
So, I've got written down notes here that Pennywise's real name is Mr. Bob Gray, or as we know him, Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
Indeed. Right.
Now, Pennywise existed originally in a void between our universe and others, in a dimension known as the Macroverse. In the sewers, this is in the book, so...
Yeah, because I actually watched... After watching the movie, I was online and I watched a YouTube clip that went for about 20 minutes about a guy breaking down the movie and the book in comparison and all that. Oh, and nice. He started talking about the Macroverse and all that sort of stuff, and he mentioned something about, like, Pennywise's counterpart or something in the Macroverse. Some big-ass turtle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fucking pretty confused, eh? Yeah. I'm like, child-eating clown, giant-friendly turtle. I don't really see how those land together, but all right.
It sounds so stupid when you say his nemesis was a turtle.
Like, how else do you say it?
But no, for example, I told my fiancé, like, that, and she looked at me and started laughing, and she goes, "No, you're a fucking liar." I'm like, "No, I'm serious. This is the actual truth."
Yeah, legit.
And she didn't believe me until I actually showed her, like, in the book, and she's like, "Oh, that's weird."
Yeah.
But according to the book lovers, that it actually makes sense.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyway, Bill discovers the ritual of Chud, which is an ancient ritual that allows him to enter the Macroverse to confront it. Now, during the ritual, Bill encounters... Oh, I'm going to butcher this name. Matterin, I think. an ancient turtle, and the creator of our universe, which apparently he vomited up following a stomachache. That's how our universe was created.
We were spewed into existence. Sick.
Who goes on to tell Bill that it can only be defeated during a battle of wills. Bill enters the monster's mind through the ritual of Chud and finds out its true form is the mass of destructive lights, which it refers to as the Deadlights, which you see that part in the movie, the Deadlights. Now, with the help of the ancient turtle...
What's the ancient turtle's name?
I said it, Matarin.
Oh, is that him? Oh,
okay. Matarin?
Oh, okay, right.
I can't fucking say it.
I wonder if Bill's name is William.
Yeah, well, they say Billy, so I'm guessing so.
So it really is a battle of will. puns for days!
Anyway, with the help of the ancient turtle, Bill beats it and sends it back to slumber. After the battle, the losers get lost in the sewer until Beverly fucks them all, bringing unity back to the group.
What?
Yeah.
Is that in the book?
Yeah, there's a gangbang in the book.
Wow, that makes heaps more sense then, because I was thinking when I was watching the movie that Bev was acting like a bit of a ganger. She fucking flirts with everyone. She's just fucking planting kisses on them all. Fucking dead set.
Oh.
I knew there was behind the scenes bukkake going on there.
Well, it's funny because that in the movie, Eddie, when he's an adult going, "I'm a virgin," which is clearly a nod to like, "Oh, we're not going to add the children gangbang in the movie. Don't worry, guys." Anyway, so that's all the same in the children part, but in the adult part in the book, the only thing that I really found out, which was different, there's more to it than all this. Like, there's a lot more that wasn't added to the movie, but this is just the main parts. But in the adult counterpart, the only similar thing is when they confronted it as a spider, they found out it's laid eggs, but Ben destroys the eggs.
Good on you, Ben. Yeah. Good work, mate.
Oh, he's your friend. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right, mate. We're a big clan. We all get together every Thursday night.
So, now knowing that, do you think it would have been better with the turtle? Or without?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it could swing either way. I mean, it could have explained some more things that sort of just seemed a bit up in the air in the movie.
Yeah.
That didn't really make sense. They just sort of, I feel like, yeah, it might have explained it or confused it more.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, either way, when you've already got 3 hours worth of movie, I don't really know how you add more content to that.
Yeah, this was a long movie, man.
It was a long movie, man.
And all right, we're gonna get into the movie, but before we do, this is a movie that a lot of people say has aged terribly, and it's actually not very great anymore, especially a person who lives in a padded room, talking to you, Darian. Anyway. Do you think this movie needed a remake?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it needed a reboot.
I agree. And okay, no spoilers, but after seeing it last night, we'll talk about that later, I would love to see more of the Stephen King adaptations remade.
Yeah.
A lot of them, like, I like them. I love them. Like, Cujo was great, but I'd love to see it redone.
Just with the new effects and give it a new sort of breath of life to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except if they use fucking CG for the dog, that would just kill it.
Yeah, fair call.
But Kerry's already been done, which I actually like that remake. But in comparison to it has nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about the 1990 It. So, I want to talk about... Oh, actually, before we start that, this is directed by Tommy Lee Wallace. Do you know that name by any chance? You know that name?
I know Tommy Lee.
Yeah. Different Tommy Lee.
Okay, then no.
He directed a movie. A movie that you might know.
Okay.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. It's called Season of the Witch, but its other title goes by as Halloween 3.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it was going to come back to that. Oh, I wasn't going to say it to be a smartass.
Oh. You will watch it one day.
And I'm going home and watching it tonight just to take it away from you.
Good. Do it.
No. I think I'm going to wake up. I'm not going to now that you told me to.
Well, don't do it.
Fine, I won't.
Oh, shit. All right, we're going to go through the characters' names. So, at the top of the list, we have Bill, who's played by, as an adult, Richard Thomas. As a young kid, Jonathan Brandes, who unfortunately took his life at the age of 27.
Jeez, that's a bit rough.
Yeah, yeah, poor little guy.
Did they say, was it related to the movie at all?
No. It was nah. Years after.
Didn't mess him up in any way?
Not that I know of.
Fair enough.
Then we got Mike Hanlon, who is played as an adult by Tim Reed, and as a kid by Marlon Taylor. Then we got Ben.
You! My mate.
Who plays as an adult, of course, by John Ritter, who died also the same year as Jonathan Brandes.
Hmm. That sucks.
It does, yeah. And as a kid, Ben was played by Brandon Crane, who I actually really liked his acting in this.
Yeah, he was actually one of the better ones, to be honest.
Yeah. And he hasn't gone on to do much. Actually, no one's really gone on to do much, like, as the kids.
Yeah.
Besides...
Did many of the adults go on to do anything else either?
Besides John Ritter, who played Ben. Like, he was big known.
Yeah, I know he was.
Everyone
else... He was big because, like, yeah. Even my wife watched it with me and she recognised him as well, so...
Yeah.
But...
No one else, really. Nothing that we've seen, anyway.
Yeah. Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I suppose he probably went on and did a few things.
Yeah, he's a kind of well-known name.
Yeah, I suppose. He's not Ben.
But then we got Beverly Marsh, played by as an adult. Annette O'Toole as a kid. Emily Perkins, who... Have you seen a movie called Ginger Snaps?
No, again, heard the name.
Heard of? Okay. Yeah. She plays one of the sisters in that.
Oh, okay.
So she did a bit of something afterwards.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
good on her.
Yeah. Then we got Richie Tozer, who as an adult, played by Harry Anderson, as a child.
Seth Green.
Yeah, you got it.
Pick that, man. Saw him straight away and I was like, oh, what the fuck?
I fucking love Seth Green, man. I like him, man. I think he's a cool actor.
He is, eh?
Especially as in Austin Powers.
Scott,
that's it. Fuck, I was thinking Seth. I'm like, no, that's his real name.
That's his real name. He plays other people, Tim.
Yeah.
That Chris in Family Guy. I was even watching How I Met Your Mother the other day, and he had a cameo in that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Throwing
hacky sacks and shit. Fuck,
that was a good show. Fuck, it's a good show. All right, then we got Eddie Casbrook, played by Dennis Christopher as an adult and a child as... Adam, I'm going to butcher this name, Farazel, I guess. And then we got the character of Stanley Iris as an adult played by Richard Mazza. Oh, fuck, man. I'm sorry. I'm really horrible at names. I really suck at names.
Yeah. Adult playing Stan didn't have much acting to do.
Oh! Anyway, as a kid, he was played by Ben Helter.
Oh, another one.
Yeah,
we're everywhere, mate. We're taking over the world.
Anyway, then we got Henry Bauer as an adult, is played by Jared Blanchard. Oh, sorry, no, as a child, is played by. Fucking hell, I can't remember now.
All right. One of them was played by.
Yeah, and one of them was Michael Cole, not the commentator from wrestling.
Less exciting.
Yeah. And then, as we all know, Tim Curry plays as Pennywise, the dancing clown, or Mr. Bob Gray. But it's never really mentioned in the movie as Bob Gray.
No, they don't bring that up, eh?
No. Anyway, these characters, how do you feel? How did you like them?
Yeah, I liked some of them. I didn't like other ones quite as much.
Yeah, okay, go on. Which ones did you like? Which ones didn't you like?
I liked Ben. Liked Ben as a kid and as an adult.
Yeah.
I liked Richie as a kid. I liked his, like, sass and being, like, a joker and a smart ass and stuff as an adult.
Yeah.
But the fact that he just wanted to get out of Dodge straight away, I mean, I suppose if you broke it down, it's a pretty human reaction to want to get away from it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. In the role of the movie, I didn't really like it.
Well, he did more than Stanley.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Stan took the easy way out.
Yeah. So, who else?
I didn't really like Bev.
Yeah?
No.
Why? Adult or child or both?
Either.
Really?
Either. I didn't really like... Yeah, didn't really like her character much at all, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's... I mean, the adult one I didn't like... I mean, I suppose it's probably more the way the movie was made, but I didn't like the really, like, instant turnaround on her character that she was with an abusive person like her dad.
Yeah.
And then literally in the space of, like, 10 seconds, grew a spine and... Yeah, she obviously was with this dude long enough to live with him and all that shit, and within 10 seconds, she was a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. Yeah, and then fucking, well, apparently in the book, goes and bangs everyone she sees.
That's as a child.
Huh?
That's as a child.
Wow, that's way more fucked up.
Oh, didn't I mention that?
No, I thought you were talking about that as adults.
Oh, no. When they're kids, yeah.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, it's like a child gangbang.
Whoa! All right, fair enough.
Yeah, so that's kind of why that part was left out of the movie.
Yeah, understandable. Leave that out for legal reasons.
How about Eddie? Little Eddie.
I liked Eddie's... Actually, I didn't mind Eddie, like, either way.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool. Yeah. I found it an interesting note that they touched on the fact that he wasn't actually really sick.
Yeah,
Even the pharmacist just sort of said, it's just ideas your mum's putting in your head. And, like, they did make him out to be a big mama's boy and
stuff,
which, you know, adds to the character. But, yeah, I liked Eddie. When he was hanging out with all the other kids, he was cool.
Bill.
Bill's
the
stutter. Yeah, the main dude.
He's a
Hey, Junior! Yeah, Bill. I liked Bill.
Mm.
Fuck, that was a gnarly ponytail he's got going on.
Yeah!
That was filth.
It was filthy, so
seedy, man. Because it was pulled back. Like, the way it was pulled back, you didn't even see it to start with. And then when he turned around, you're just like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
That's one of the reasons. Bill wasn't my favourite character, but he wasn't my least favourite character.
Yeah, fair enough. I can say that.
Who was your least favourite character?
Least favourite of the ones we've just read? I liked Mike. Mike was sick.
Oh, that's right, the nigger.
Whoa, he went there.
Yeah. They say that in the movie. That's why I'm saying it. We have black friends.
Direct quote.
We're cultured.
Yeah. God, settle down. But I like Mike. Mike was cool.
Yeah.
He was good. Bill, I like the way they brought his stutter back when he started, like, remembering everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was like an interesting sort of touch to it.
Yeah.
I don't really understand his logic at the end of the movie. When he had Audra was all catatonic and he saw his bike and he was just like, maybe if I ride really fast, my catatonic wife will regain consciousness. Look, it worked!
Yeah, that was a bit,
I mean, fuck, that's just... If that really worked, we'd see fucking veggies on bikes going everywhere, man. Imagine the chaos. You'd need to fucking wrap your car in mattresses every time you went for a drive.
This is a movie I want to see.
What, veggies on bikes?
Imagine just sitting there in your car, you're at a set of lights, you have your coffee, and all of a sudden...
You just see one zoom. Imagine if there was a sequel. Veggies on Blacks 2. This time the training wheels are off. This has gotten so far removed from the movie.
God damn it. Oh, I wish I had connections in Hollywood. I want this movie made.
We could make it. We have a camera in a weekend.
How many vegetables do we know, though?
I don't know. We'll get, I don't know, people to act it.
I find it weird. We're not actually talking about vegetables like broccoli for all you people listening. Obviously.
Yeah. You sure you're not one of those veggies, Tim?
No. All right. The character that I liked, I didn't like at all. Was Stanley.
Yeah.
As a kid, he
added nothing to it, man. Yeah, exactly. He did nothing. He was always the last one to put his hand in the circle or to go with the group. Like, he did absolutely nothing, man. He was more excited about fucking you know, reciting his scout code than he was doing anything.
Yeah, I felt what like
was he the ear rubbing. That's just weird. I don't know. He fucking rubs his ear constantly.
You gotta start doing that now,
aren't
you?
Yeah, mate. It's better than someone sitting here flicking yours.
Fucking hell. Now, the acting with the kids, I want to talk about that. What did you feel? How did you feel about that?
Well, the kids as actors, like how they actually...
How they performed, their performance.
I thought most of them were better than the adults.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. Some of the adults were... Yeah.
Pretty average.
What's a nice word to say shit?
Let's just call it a spade. They were shit.
They were. Like, Bill, for example. Adult Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stutter was so forced.
Yeah, exactly. It was atrocious. Yeah. It was horrible.
It was so bad.
And Richie, I didn't buy him. I liked the character. I loved... Actually, Richie is one of my favourites. He probably is my favourite.
Yeah.
Him and Ben are on par.
Yeah.
Especially as kids.
Yeah. As kids, definitely, man. Richie was the best as a kid.
Yeah.
That's sick. Like, when they're in the movies and... Henry and his mates are downstairs.
Oh, man.
They're being jerks, so he just fucking turns a drink up on them. That's sick.
That part was hilarious.
That was, hey. That was so funny.
Seth Green did a great job on that.
He did. That was sick.
Yeah. And there's rumors going around, like, not rumors. There's petitions going around that he should play Richie as an adult in the remake.
Yeah, that would have been heaps good.
Yeah. That... it'd be cool, but... By the choices that they picked for the kid, I don't think it would really work.
Oh, really?
Well, have you've seen Stranger Things?
Yeah.
You know the leader of the kids, the frog-looking guy? He's Richie in the new
one. Oh, okay. I knew he was in it. I didn't know who he was playing, but...
Okay. Anyway, so that's the characters. So, I think it's safe to say that we both enjoyed the kids.
That sounds creepy as fuck.
Well, we're not Beverly Marsh. We're not gonna fuck.
Fuck, I hope not.
So, tell me about Amy, your wife.
Like as a person or watching the movie?
No, watching the movie.
She's so pretty. I hope she's listening to this. I score brownie points. Nah, she originally wasn't even going to watch it. Like, she's not a fan of horror movies. She doesn't like them. They freak her out. So I was watching it upstairs.
Yeah.
And she just come up to grab something and started watching a few minutes of it. And then, you know, she was just standing there for another few minutes watching more of it. And then suddenly she just laid down and started watching it as well.
Yeah.
And she was pretty, like, intrigued by the first half. You know, I mean, it spends ages going into character development and doing the backgrounds of everyone and, you know, little flash forward, then flashing back, and yeah, it's good. It's interesting, but yeah, the first half really got her in.
Yeah,
she was heaps intrigued. She thought the clown, like she thought Pennywise, was terrifying. That's
really
yeah.
She actually got scared by Pennywise.
Like, oh, she thought it was heaps fucking creepy. But I mean, that, as if it's not fucking creepy, man. Clowns are fucked anyway. What?
I just never was afraid of clowns.
Never trust anything with an emotion painted on its face. You don't know what it's thinking under there.
Yeah, but I like bands that wear masks.
Yeah, so. Right, good call.
And one of my favourite bands is fucking ICP, so... I've always had a liking for clowns, so they never really scared me.
Fair call. But yeah, so anyway, Amy was like, yeah, she was pretty into it. She was watching it, and then... She wanted to watch the second half as well, but when the second half, it was almost like a repetition of the first half, but as the adult life of it, which I suppose might have been the point, but it's also kind of boring when they've already gone through all that. Like, there was so much potential to do so much more with Pennywise that they didn't do. They show him doing a lot of little psychological flashes and messing with their minds, but not a whole lot of interaction beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So she got pretty bored in the second half, actually. She sort of stopped caring. And I must admit, I even found myself clock watching a few times in the second half, sort of going, how long has this got left? Because, it even amps up at the end of the first half when they go down into the sewers and have their first, like, proper encounter with him.
Yeah.
That starts getting pretty gnarly. And then it just goes back, and it's almost like you watch the same movie again.
Yeah. And that's a problem with me as well, and that's a lot of people are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Like the first half is great, and then it kind of dies down in the second. Even Tommy Lee Wallace, like the director,
yeah,
thought was worried about that. Yeah. He said in interviews that the second part he was worried about.
Oh, well, he was worried. He was right to be worried.
Yeah. Okay, it's not horrible, but
it's not horrible, drag. But it kills the mood, man.
Yeah.
You go from sort of being on edge and wanting to see what's happening to just being a bit bored, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Now, this is something that I want to talk about, is the effects.
Yep. Certain effects for the time, I feel, were actually, like, really good.
Yeah.
Things like the living photos and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when Bill's staring at the photo of Georgie and it winks at him.
Yeah.
Or when they've got the scrapbook and it's got Pennywise and the whole scene in the town comes alive and he runs up to the front of it and...
Yep. Yeah.
Those sort of effects I feel were done really well, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's some scenes, obviously there's a lot of blood, but, you know, sometimes the blood's pretty... Sometimes it looks good, other times it looks like paint. It's red paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So, like, yeah, when Georgie winks at him, he drops the book and the photo starts bleeding, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then his mum's putting it away all casually with the blood smearing everywhere, but no one can see it but him.
Yeah, that's
cool. Yeah. I like that. But
then you got like the werewolf, which I like the werewolf from what you see.
Yeah.
But the main one that a lot of people had problems with is the spider.
Yeah.
What do you think? You're obviously agreeing.
Yeah.
Shoddy.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, eh? See, like,
the spider was the one thing that I, like, one of the things that I remember, because I haven't seen this movie for years, I haven't picked it up again, but the spider was one of the things that I remember. I remember first watching it going, oh, that looks horrible. So I was expecting to feel the same way watching it again, but I didn't, actually.
You thought it was alright?
No, like, it looks bad, but I was expecting it to look worse than what it did. I remember it being complete shit CGI and it was all practical and with stop motion.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was, you know, the real life side of it, like, it's pretty intense. Like when they're, you know, once they've hit him in the deadlights and he's laying down and you know, they're kicking the shit out of him. Like that's pretty impressive that they've actually got, you know, a real model there, so to speak, or whatever you want to call it. That's cool. But some of the scenes, like when he's walking out of the cavern in the first place and turning around and walking away, the stop motion is atrocious.
It is.
It looks so bad.
Jason and the Argonauts, it looks like.
Exactly, like, man.
The fucking skeleton.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah. So that's a lot of thing that people remember. And it's funny because every time, like, we're talking about the remake now, people are like, oh, just don't... I've read so many comments on so many Facebook posts, like, don't bring back the spider. But it's in the book.
It's the story. How do you change it?
You can't rip it apart. Like, you can't take the big part out.
That'd be like if they decided to make the Lord of the Rings movies and an eagle just picked up the ring and dropped it in the fucking volcano.
Isn't that what happens?
Huh? That's exactly what happens, Tim.
Oh. I haven't seen those movies.
What?
I saw one, and I got dragged along to the cinema to watch one of them, and it just wouldn't end. It'd fade to black. I'm like, cool, it's done. And then it's come back. I'm like, oh!
You know, it was actually shorter than the movies we just watched, right?
Yeah, but this movie was entertaining. I'm just not a fantasy guy. Yeah,
but saying that you can't bring back the spider, like, you can't change that. It's part of the book. It's part of the story. It's there whether you want it to be or not. Yeah, but they can at least do it in a way cooler way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
At least, technology's come a long way since then, so at least it can look fucking badass now.
Yeah, well, this is why they did the remake, obviously.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're all hoping good things, aren't we?
Yes, yes, yes. I got my fingers crossed for this. It looks like it should be good, man. I mean, if the trailers are anything to go off, it should be fucking scary as fuck. Yeah. Those trailers are creepy, man. And Bill Skarsgård playing Pennywise, it looks fucking, the makeup and the outfit and everything looks awesome.
Mm.
Looks like it's going to be fucking mad.
We'll get to that review in a second. Ooh. But is there anything else that you wanted to add?
What, to the original one?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, there were definitely some good stuff, like some good things in that movie. I mean, it does have the iconic scene of the paper boat going down the guttering and then him popping up in the drain.
Yeah.
Like, that, the two main things that stuck in my mind from when I saw it when I was a kid was that, I wouldn't go anywhere near stormwater drains, anywhere on the road, if I can forget it. And when Eddie's in the showers after gym and his hand comes up and then he opens up the drain out of the showers, I was fucking terrified to take a shower for weeks, man. I figured if I stood there with my feet over the drain so I couldn't see into it, that nothing would happen.
What if he pokes his finger and tickles your feet?
Yeah, well, that's why I stood really tight. All right? I did that and I put the little bath mat over the fucking one outside of the shower so there were no open drains.
Did you anywhere. Seriously?
Fucking oath I did. That shit's scary, man.
Like, is this like recently when you rewatched it or as a
no,
kid?
No, when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
I thought no, you I'm not doing like, it now.
I'm doing it now.
No, when I was a kid, man. 3 weeks ago. Nah.
Actually, yeah, go.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, that was fucking, yeah, that was some scary shit, man.
Yeah.
That one. So
actually, going to when you was a kid, when I used to live with my mum as a kid, we used to play around this little, I don't know what you call it, little park or something like that, like around the corner from my mum's. And there used to be this big sewer drain and you could climb into it like easily. And it was after watching it that I went there with one of my friends. And one of my friends was like, let's go explore. And I'm like, nah, fuck that. I know what's down there. So, and still to this day, like, when I drive past it, I think of Pennywise.
Yeah?
Because it just looks, it doesn't look like the drain, but it's big. So, yeah. It's like you can walk through it.
Really?
Yeah. So, so I know you're down there, Pennywise.
Yeah, that's right. He's there somewhere.
Yeah. Pennywise lives in Australia now.
That's right.
Not in Derry.
That's right. Why not? Everything else in Australia is trying to kill you. Might as well have that too.
Can't sleep, Cramley.
Yeah. Hello, Joe.
All right, so is there anything else you want to add?
Oh, not that I can think of, man. I mean, yeah, as I said, there was a few, like, I thought there were some things that were very well done considering the time it was made, like the effects, like I mentioned. Yeah. I thought it was really cool. Like, a cool scene was when they went down into the sewer the first time as kids.
Yeah.
And they went to that main room where all the different sewer lines meet it.
Yeah.
And as they're sort of standing there, the camera's spinning around, showing like a tunnel behind each of them with Pennywise, you know, as what they fear behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, it comes around. Yeah. What was it? The first thing was when Georgie was there. And then it was spinning around and it shows like Richie and the werewolf hands come up over his shoulder. And
yeah.
All that. Like,
yeah.
That was a pretty cool scene. I thought that was good. So they definitely played the psychological card well with it, which can be pretty creepy. And did you happen to notice that the dude who plays the pharmacist when Eddie is younger looks heaps like the guy from Breaking Bad?
Oh, you the main guy, you mean?
Yeah.
Like Walter White?
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I can see that. It
heaps like him, man.
Yeah.
We both saw him, man, Amy saw him, we're just like, oh, whoa, it's the guy from Breaking Bad. I mean, that doesn't make sense. He looks older there than he is now. That can't be him. But, nah, man, I haven't really got anything else to add, eh? It was, yeah. Besides being a little bit slow in some points and dragging a bit,
yeah.
It was pretty good. It was definitely a psychological one.
Yeah, yeah.
Guessing your head.
All right, before we rate this bitch, I want to say a little trivia. I've got a few little trivia parts. So, the budget on this film was $12 million, but I couldn't find out how much they banked, how much they made back. So, that I'd love to know how much they did. As you know, they had to cut a fair amount of gore for network restrictions because this was a TV movie, miniseries.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah, man. It affects the movie heaps, eh?
Yeah. Well, I would have loved to have seen, like, Georgie die. I know that sounds bad, but
or even more when, like, when he returns and he's standing in the clothesline and that little girl gets off her tricycle. Like,
yeah!
They could have at least done some big gnarly blood splatter or some shit.
Exactly.
Instead, all that happens is a tricycle's left turned over.
Yeah.
You know she's gone, and they mention that there wasn't much left of her, but you don't see anything, you don't hear anything. Like, yeah. That's just it. Which I suppose is part of the suspense.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely would have been heaps better with some gnarly gore thrown in there.
Yeah. No, you're right. So the actors, as the kids, were so creeped out by Pennywise that they avoided Tim Curry between shots.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How funny is that?
That is pretty funny.
But guess who was set to direct this but had to leave during scheduling conflicts?
Who?
George A. Romero. Know that name?
Name rings a bell.
So he's the director of Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All the zombies. He is the creator of zombies as we know it now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that would have been an interesting choice. I don't know how it would have turned out.
I don't know, eh? I mean, I suppose it's got the concept of eating people.
Yeah. Like, he's done some non-zombie movies, and they're great. I reckon he would have done a good job.
Yeah. Fair call.
Anyway, the last bit of trivia, and this one's funny. There was two other people, or there was a lot of people, but two main ones that were considered for the role as Pennywise. One was Malcolm McDowell.
Yep, I did hear about this.
Did?
Yeah, on that thing I've listened to after watching the movie.
Okay. Do you know who the other one was in?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, this one I can't envision. I would have loved to have seen it happen, but I can't envision it. Alice Cooper.
Yes, that's right. I do remember hearing that. Because I was just like, yeah, fuck yeah, Alice Cooper. But then I was like, hang on, would that have worked? Would Pennywise just walk around with a giant snake on his shoulders all the time? Or
just started singing his lines.
Yeah, exactly, eh? Hey, I did also hear... Lemonade. I did also hear one random bit of trivia that was actually Tim Curry's real hair.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't read that part.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
I may have, like, yeah, it may not be true, but from what I read, that's actually his real hair. He's wearing the bald cap on top, yeah. But all the red hair sticking out is actually his hair.
Just dyed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's his really red hair. It's actually red.
It's a natural blood nut. That's how they get the colour in their hair, you know? They feed off children. They're allergic to daylight. That's why he lives in the sewers, Tim.
Explains a lot.
I know, right? It. So all there right. You go, guys. All Rangers are evil clown demons. Now we know.
Oh, Rangers. All right. Let's rate this bitch. Do you want to give it a rating out of 10?
I probably would have given it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah?
It had some creepy points to it, but because of the adaption for TV, it lost out on gore points.
Yeah.
And it dragged out too long with too much backstory, sort of to the point I stopped caring.
Yeah. No, that's a fair score. I'm giving it a 7 just because I love Pennywise as a character. Yeah. I love Tim Curry as Pennywise. I think he does...
Tim Curry as Pennywise was awesome.
He was.
He was so good at it. The way he delivers his lines, just like the random noises and shit that he makes.
Yeah.
His random laugh that he does when he's...
Yeah.
What is it? Where is he? He's at the... Like when Richie first comes back and he's waiting for him.
Yeah.
He's sitting upstairs and he's just sitting there cracking jokes, spinning the thing around, making noise and shit. He's so funny, man. Just the noises that he's
that's
making.
That's right, when he's in the library going,
that's the one, yeah.
That was
it's
that's. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but he was more comedic than scary.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of supposed to maybe be the like twisted side of him.
Yeah.
Which in a way is scary in itself. But
yeah,
just the way he said shit, man, his voice was so good for it.
It was, yeah.
Takes the piss out of Bill's stutter. Beep, beep, Billy boy.
I love the part where he goes, beep, beep, Richie.
Yeah. Which is very wise, Georgie. That's wise indeed.
Yeah, that part, like, that's probably my favourite scene, that Georgie scene. It's probably my favourite part in the movie.
Yeah, fuck. It's,
I think
you
get past that.
Nah, agreed. It's just a shame it's over in like the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know. So, you were saying about Tim Curry's performance as Pennywise.
Yep.
And how it's that good. Do you think Bill Skarsgård's performance will beat it?
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't really know anything about Bill Skarsgård, so I don't know.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from him.
Yeah.
And I suppose I don't really know necessarily what angle he's going to put on it. Like, Tim Curry put on the, like, mentally deranged, comedic kind of side of it. Yeah. I don't know if, like, judging by the trailers and stuff, it looks like the new one's going to be heaps darker. So I don't know whether they're going for, like, really fucking creepy, terrifying clown demon, or if they're going to still have some of the comedic side to it. So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see, but I don't know whether it's going to beat Tim Curry's or not.
Okay.
I suppose it depends what angle he's going to take.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead in our second little segment, which I like to call What's Under the Bed Reviews. You!
What's Under the Bed Reviews? So tell us, Mr. D, what is under the bed?
So I got to see an advanced screening of It from this year, 2017, last night. And, wow. So, let me just explain. I won these tickets to go to an advanced screening. And I was all happy, thinking, yeah, I got an advanced screening. Thinking it's going to be me and maybe just a few other selected people. No. When I got there, there was a fucking line to out the door to the cinema. And the cinema was packed. And it's just, as I was sitting in the cinema, I remember this funny thing that always happens to me every time I go to a movie. This magical little thing that happens to me when I go to a cinema. No matter where I sit, young fucking kids sit behind me and talk.
Oh, no.
Every there, fucking movie, man.
Were there young kids there?
Yeah. Okay, they weren't young. Like, they were probably early 20s. Like, 20, 21.
All right, settle down, Grandpa.
Shut up, man. But
did you get an extra ticket for your walking frame?
Fuck off. I'm only 26.
Oh, you've forgotten numbers already. Oh, that's so sweet.
Fuck you, man. I'm not even 30.
You are.
Shut up.
You're like 36.
Anyway. Oh, thank Christ these guys shut up like a quarter of the way during the movie. Alright, so, I walked in, I've been waiting for this movie for ages, ever since I saw the trailer. By the way, try to avoid trailers if you're going to see this movie.
Why is that?
It doesn't spoil the best scenes,
but gives them away.
Yeah, okay. Like, the whole time when I was watching it, I was counting down, okay, I've seen that part in the trailer, ooh, now I don't remember anything else that happened in the trailer. The rest of the movie is going to be, oh no, that part was in the trailer too.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I went and saw Annabelle Creations a few weeks ago. And before the movie, they had, like, when you have the previews, they had Stephen King pop up and say, here's a 4-minute clip of the new It movie.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
And they showed which is now that I know, seen the movie, which is my favourite part in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it is fucking unreal, and it generally creeped me out, like, scared me.
Really?
But the fact that I didn't see it with the whole movie, kind of, like, when it came on during the movie, and I'll tell you right now, it's a scene at the start.
Okay.
So, when that was over, like, when it came on, I'm like, it still creeps me out. Like, it still gave me goosebumps. And this movie gave me goosebumps a lot of times. For some reason, it generally unnerved me. It didn't scare me. Like, there are jump scares during the movie, but it just made my blood run cold in a few scenes.
Which
takes a lot to do.
Fuck yeah, that's intense.
Yeah, so I wish I didn't get to see that scene, because if I saw the movie without seeing that scene, it would have blown me away even more.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you were saying before, if Bill Skarsgård can outshine Tim Curry, he does tenfold.
Really?
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's a big
claim, eh?
Yeah. But he doesn't... He has his comedic scenes, but they're very, very rare. Okay, he's cool. He's so generally terrifying.
He did go with the, like, darker, creepier... Oh,
yeah.
...aspect more than...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's a... it's a lot... Oh. It's so much darker than the miniseries.
That's sick.
So much. So, the characters are actually what is one of the things that I love. I like the kids more than the clown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even in the, like, in the remake?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
No, I'm not talking about the miniseries. I liked Pennywise in the miniseries.
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about. In the remake,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked the kid characters. Like, it was close. It's not like a hell of a lot more, but it's close. But I liked the characters. They just... Oh. They just brought... a nostalgia-soaked 80s period setting.
Yeah, okay.
If you know what I mean. Just because it's set in the 80s.
Okay.
Not like the miniseries where it's set in the 60s or 50s or whatever it was.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, this one's set in the late 80s.
Okay, right.
Which is a plus to me because I have a fascination with the 80s.
Yeah, that's right, man. 80s is when all the best shit was happening.
Yeah, it's the best. Like, everything cool came out of the 80s. I just had to suffer through the fucking 90s, which sucked.
Shut up. 90s gave birth to one of the greatest legends around, mate.
Who?
Me.
Fuck off. Whatever.
That's what the 80s was missing. There's one less band in the world.
Anyway, yeah, the characters, empathetic and rich, is two words I use to describe them.
Yeah.
They are. I went and saw it with my fiance last night, and this is not, I wouldn't say it's a spoiler, but they swear a lot. Okay. And my fiance didn't, like, I'll just call her Julissa, it's easier. Julissa didn't exactly like that, and there was a lot of... there was a lot of jokes, sexually oriented jokes, and Julissa wasn't. She didn't hate it, but she was like, "Yeah, they could have kind of toned it down." But I'm like, "No, because I'm gonna say they're 13, 14, 15 around that age."
Well, that's pretty stock standard then. Like,
yeah, and
that's what you joke about a lot.
Exactly. When you're that age, like, she doesn't understand because she has a vagina.
That just blocks her ability to understand, does it?
Yeah, that's right. Plus, she's pregnant, so she's not thinking clearly.
She got baby brain.
But no, like, I remember when I was a kid, like, that age, that's all I talked about. And, like, every second word was fuck or shit. And
glad to see you've come such a long way.
I'm an adult. But no, that's... These characters were so real. They were, like, really... How
real. really real.
how an actual 13 or 15-year-old would act, I feel.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the characters... And it felt like... Okay, have you seen The Goonies or Stand By Me?
Negative.
Okay, they're not horror, but you need to see them, dude.
There's a lot of classics, hell. Man. I lived a deprived life. I'm sorry.
You need to stop watching those Lord of the Rings. They take too much of your time off.
Yeah, I know, right?
But no, okay. It was one of those, like, one of those movies where it felt like Stand By Me. Kind of like Stranger Things. A lot like Stranger Things, obvious for obvious reasons. Yeah.
But yeah, I understand the feel you're going for.
Yeah. But, okay, the suspense as... Oh, shit, man. Like, this had me... Okay, cinemas in Australia fucking suck.
Why?
They fucking suck, man. They're so uncomfortable. The seats are uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah, I know, eh? You end up with that fucking dead-ass feeling and...
Yeah.
Oh, man, having a wallet in your back pocket is, like, the worst idea ever.
Why do you have a wallet in your back pocket?
Because that's where I put my wallet, Tim.
That's weird.
Why? Where do you put your wallet?
In my side pocket.
That's
weird. Where I don't sit on it.
That's weird.
What's not? I don't sit on it.
Seems weird.
Someone can come from behind you and pretend they're pinching your ass and just steal your wallet.
Oh, I don't know how many people fucking slip their hand inside my pocket to give me a pinch on the ass.
How many wallets have been stolen?
None.
Yet.
See, I'm watching you, Davis.
anyway, from the second it started, the suspense was level 100. It's unreal. Yeah.
That's what I like in like horrors, man. I feel like that's what makes you edgy and like worried about it. Yeah, if it's got you on the edge of your seat and you feel like something could jump, like you get one of those jump scares, that's what gets you.
Yeah. The pacing was perfect. Perfectly paced. The whole movie, like, I wasn't bored any second of the movie.
Yeah, nice.
I was, besides sitting in a fucking uncomfortable chair, I was sitting at the edge of my seat, like, glued to the screen.
Yeah.
Which, especially for big blockbuster movies. You're doing
an impersonation of Bill, are you?
Yeah. Big blockbuster movies, generally I'm looking at my phone and, yeah. But this one, no, I was glued to the screen.
Yeah, nice.
And the biggest thing is I'm generally surprised by how far it pushed things.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like gore-wise and stuff? Yeah. Or yes!
Yeah.
This sounds sick. I'm so excited.
Unlike most studio genre efforts, this one... Okay, I walked into this movie going, okay, it's going to be a good movie if I see gore and it creeps me out. This went beyond what I hoped for.
So basically everything the old one is lacking in,
yep.
It's like over the top, awesomely in.
Yep. Yep.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
That sounds sick.
There was a scene there, I just had the biggest grin on my face. I'm just like, yes. The blood. It's fucking unreal. I advise all of you to fucking go see it. This movie, for me, is a 10 out of 10, and it is my number one film of 2017 at the moment. I haven't seen what's yet to come out, which is a lot, but this one's going to be hard to beat, man. This is incredible.
Yeah,
fuck. And we're going to go see it next Wednesday, aren't we?
Correct, sir.
You coming?
Correct. That's going to be sick.
Yeah, okay.
It's a shame we've got to wait 27 years for the second part to come out.
Don't fuck... Oh, okay, that's the other thing. This is... Okay, I cannot wait for the fucking second part.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm going to... I just want to punch myself in the dick because I just want it to come right now. What? It will make that's it come quicker.
I question how you wank.
That's what Jalissa says every time.
What do you just stand there and get a boner and just punch yourself in the dick till you finish?
So it makes it come quicker.
Fuck yeah. You have an abusive relationship with your penis. No wonder it doesn't like you.
Alright, so that
Dirty
is...
Dick Davis.
Shut up. That is my end review of It from 2017. Go see it. 10 out of 10. I fucking loved every second of it. Alright, we've hit that part of the show now where we're going to end it with a song.
Oh, hot damn. This is my jam. Keep me partying till the 8 a.m. Y'all don't understand. Make me throw my hands in the air. Air.
And once again, this is my choice. Next time, it's going to be Benjamin's choice.
Ooh. What am I going to play? Who knows? Could be something heavy. Could be something dancey. Could be play school theme. Probably not, but...
Okay, this is what I forgot to mention in the last episode, is that there's no restrictions as to what song we can pick. We can pick fucking anything. Dance song, metal, which is generally what we like.
Yeah.
Rap, as Ben said, something from play school. Music, movie score, anything. Anything that tickles our fancy. But tonight, I chose an... I was thinking... I wanted the song to go with clowns. And the first thing that went in my mind, funny enough, which isn't something you would think of me, but the first thing that came to my mind is Barbra Streisand, Send in the Clowns.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go ICP.
No, hear me out. I thought of that. I'm like, that's funny as hell. I'm going to do that, make people laugh. And then I listened to the song, and oh, man.
Got some feels.
No, it's so boring.
Well, what the fuck would you do it for then?
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, good.
No.
I thought you said you were going
to. No, once I heard that song, I'm like, oh, no. Oh, but I am doing that song.
Do the Simpsons version.
I am.
Yes!
But then I searched that up and it only goes for a minute. So I decided to top it off with my favourite band in the world, Insane Clown Posse with Down in the Clown. So, on behalf of Benjamin, myself, I say we put this to rest. Oh, shit. Sorry. We're going to decide what movie we're doing next time. All right. I'm going to give you a choice.
This part.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we thinking?
I'm going to give you a choice. Let me just
okay.
I'm going to give you a classic.
Okay.
Not old. Like, something.
Yep, I understand.
We're going slashes.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about.
You're going to pick.
Okay,
what am I going to pick?
All right, so I decided that Benjamin's going to pick between three movies here, and I decided to go the movies that shocked me the most that he hasn't seen. And it's not Halloween 3.
So you were just going to suggest Halloween 3 three times.
Would you hate me?
we'll answer that question later.
All right, so it's between these three, and they're the three slashers. Obviously, you've seen Halloween, so that's not included, but 1974's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
1984's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
And I am going to choose 1981's Friday the 13th Part 2, only because I want Jason.
Yeah, okay, fair call.
I think we're going to go Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Whoa! I was not expecting that.
Were ya?
No.
I reckon we should, because I feel like once I start on Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th, it's going to open a can of worms, so I'm just going to want to watch all of them.
Okay.
So I'm going to do Texas Chainsaw Massacre before I get started on a run of other ones.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. But are you going to watch New Generation? Texas Chainsaw Massacre, New Generation?
I don't know, should I?
No, it's fucking horrible.
Then why would I watch it?
Because I want to see you squirm.
What, because it's so shit?
Or it's got Matthew McConaughey.
Ugh.
And it's not alright. And Renee Zellweger.
Does Matthew McConaughey die early?
He's one of the killers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Drag.
From what I remember, Leatherface doesn't actually kill anyone.
Really? That's a bit of a...
This is from what I remember. I watched it once and I'm like, this is fucking horrible.
Well, I'm not going to watch that.
Leatherface wears high heels and...
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a full-blown crossdresser.
The Rocky Horror Leatherface Show.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. That's not what I imagine with Texas Chainsaw Massacre at all.
Yeah.
Guess you could say they massacred that movie.
Oh, shit!
Oh, we went there!
And on that note, we're out. Join us in 2 weeks for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974. We're out, this bitch!
Live from Springfield, the entertainment capital of this state, the Krusty Comeback Special.
Send in the clowns. Those daffy, laffy clowns. Send in those soulful and doleful schmaltz by the bowlful clowns. Send in the clowns.
Already here. I love you, Krusty.
Quiet.